Sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Omen or Miras, the Nishus Marsaster Basper Shmuel, and it is based on Torah that I received from Moed Rabbi, Rabbi Gon Yaakov Dov and Hamik Shlita. And we are going to see Mirtz Hashem Neflos Mitoras Hashem in Parashas Balak, Bamidbar Perakov Beis, Sukkim Laman Af, Laman Gimel. It says as follows: Vayigal Hashem Esayne Bilam, Vayaris Malach Hashem Nitzav Vidarcho, Vachar Bashluf of Yodav, Vayikod, Vayishtachu, Laapov. And Hashem opened Bilam's eyes, and he saw the angel of Hashem standing on the road with his sword drawn in his hand. He bowed and prostrated on himself on his face. The angel of Hashem said to him, "Why have you beaten your she-donkey three times? Behold, I have come to thwart you. For the one embarking on the journey has hastened against me." That's how it's translated into English. Pasuk Chav Gimel, Lama Gimel, Vatirani Hason Vatet, Lefanai Zeshalosh Regalim, Ulai Natasam Epanai, Kiata Gam Oscha Arakti Vosach Yetzi. When she donkey saw me, it turned aside three times. Had she not turned aside before me, now also I would have killed you and spared her. Rashi explains, Kiarata Derech Lenegdi, for the one embarking on the journey has hastened against me. What does that mean? Or the traveler has hastened against me? Our rabbis, the sages of the Mishnah, Rabbi Seinu Chachmei Mishnah Darshu, they darshan this nitrikin Yara Rasa Natisa. She feared, she saw, she turned aside. Because the course you took is contrary to me. That is to say, you made this journey to make me vengeful and provoke me. That's what it means, Kiarat Derech Lenegdi, that the sages of the Mishnah expound Yarat is an acronym. What's the acronym of Yarat? Yara Rasa Natisa. She feared, she saw, she turned aside, because the course you took is contrary to me. That is to say, you made this journey to make me vengeful and provoke me. Adkan Midivre Rashi. Continues Rashi. Ulfi Mashmo ki chara derech lenegdi lashon retet. According to the literal meaning, it means chared, because the journey was hurried against me. The term yarat is cognate with ratat, rapid movement, meaning, for I saw that the one embarking on the journey, Bilam, had hastened and hurried on his way in order to provoke me. Well, if he mashmao ki chared haderech lenegdi, lashon retet. This rapid movement, this fear, ki risi baladerech shecharet. I saw the one embarking on the journey. He was afraid, and he was memaher the derech to get me angry and to provoke me. So Yarat can mean she feared. It's an acronym for Yara Rasa Natasa. She feared, she saw, she turned aside. And it could also mean Milashon Retet, rapid movement out of fear. Chared. Chared is fear. Chared Haderech Lenegdi. Lashon Retet, Kirisi Bala Derech, Shechared Umir Haderech. I see that you're going fast. Why? Lakasi Ulahamra Asi. To get me angry and to rebel against me. So it's very interesting that Rashi says, Chachmei HaMishnah Darshuhu. When you see in Masechah Shabbos, this is a Gemara in Masechah Shabbos. Gemara in Masechah Shabbos, it's a Maimer of Amoraim. It's a Nutrikon. This is a Sugi of Amoraim, so we have to understand why Rashi says, Chachmei HaMishnah. Not only that, in the Dibur HaSamuch, Melefanav, Rashi says, Askenis Ganti Ketagumen, Rosenu Darshim Mikrozeb Gemara. Kedisa Maseches Avodah Zarah. So immediately before this, he brings in the name of the rabbis of the Gemara, and here he says, stresses from the Mishnah, it's not, it's the Gemara. So let's see the Gemara Maseches Shabbos. Gemara Maseches Shabbos says, this daf Kufhei, Kosav Os Achas Notrikun, if a person wrote one letter as an abbreviation, Rabbi Yeshua ben Maseir Mechayev, Rabbi Yeshua ben Maseir holds him liable for writing on Shabbos, Chom Pochim, Chom exempt him. Now the Gemara digresses to demonstrate various scriptural examples of abbreviation. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Yosi ben Zimra. Rabbi Yochanan said of the name of Yosi ben Zimra. Menayin Lo Shenutchkim in the Torah. Where do you find an expression of abbreviation in the Torah? Shenemar Ki Av Hamon Goyim Nesaticha. As it says in the Pasuk, for I have made you an Av Hamon, the father of a multitude of nations. The letter Aleph and Beis of the word Av stand for the following: Av Nesaticha Leumos. So that's what it means. Av Goyim. Goyim Nesaticha, the Aleph is Av Nesaticha Leumos. I made you an Av, a father to the nations. Beis Bachor Nesaticha Leumos. I made you the Bachor, the chosen one among the nations. And what's the Hamon? Hey Mem Vav Nun. Tenachikon. Chaviv Nesaticha Bein Leumos. That's the Hey is Chaviv. It's changes with a Ches. Interchangeable. I've made you beloved among the nations. Melech Nesaticha Bos, I made you Melech over the nations. Vosik Nesaticha Bos, I made you Vosik, distinguished among the nations. Neman Nesaticha Bos, I made you Neman, I made you trusted to the nations. Rabbi Yechanan Didei Amar, Rabbi Yechanan himself says, he gives his own example. Before he said the name of Yosef ben Zimra, he said, I want to give you another example of an acronym. Anoichi Notrikim. What's the Nutchkin of Anoichi? Ananafshik Sadas Yahavis. It's an acrobat of I myself wrote and gave the Torah. Rabbananam, the rabbis say, Amir Nima Ksiva Yehiva. Anochi's Rosh Tevas, Amir Nima Ksiva Yehiva. A pleasant statement was written and given, a third version. Yigidami Anochi Mafre, it's backwards. Yehiva Ksiva Namanim and Amara. It was given in writing, reliable, are its statements. Vei Rebbe Nassan Amri, in the Academy of Nassan, they said, Ki Arada Derech Lenegdi. Yarat, you hasten on the road to oppose me. The letters Yud, Resh, Tes, Yarat stand for Yara Zanutza. Yara, it was afraid. Rasa, it saw Nutza and it turned aside. The Beri Shmuel Tana, Rabbi Shmuel has another abbreviated script. Beri Shmuel Tana, Caramel, plump kernels, shall be used as grain for the Omer offering. Caramale. Caramale means a full head of grain. It's a contraction for caramale, a full head of grain. Ravach Bar Yankov Amar, Vukalani Kalani Meretzes. Ravach Yankov says, and King David said about Shimi Ben Gera, he cursed me with an explicit curse. The word Nemretzes is spelled Nun, Mem, Resh, Tzadi, Tav. It's a Nutrikin, it's an acronym for the numerous aspersions that Shimi cast against David. Noefu, Moavihu. This Nemretzes, he's an adulterer, he's a Moabite, he's a Retzeach. Tsairuhu, he's an enemy. Toeva, tough. So you have the Nimretzes. Toeva is an abomination. That's also Nutrikan. Nachem Yitzchok Amar, Manadabra, Manitzdadok. When the brothers Yosef, when Yosef's brothers were apprehended with this royal goblet in their possession, you just said, how can we speak? How can we justify ourselves? And it's Tzadok, it's Rashi Tevis. Nachonar Nachonu, we're upright. Tzadikim Anachonu, we're Tzadikim. Tahir Manachonu, we're Tar. All these are letters of Nitzdadok, the first letter. Dakim Anachonu, we're Dakim, we're clean, we're innocent. Kedoshim Anachonu, we're holy. Givaldik. Rashi explains Melech Nesaticha. Where do we see Avram was a Melech? Nasi Elokim Atayur Nasi. Anochim Lorma Ani. It doesn't say Ani, it says Anochi. So we can dash in the Nutrikun. Ananavshi Ani Ba'atzmi. Amira, what is Amira? Shehine Ima. Right? We said Amira Nim, it's a pleasant Amira. That's Anochi Alephnan. Caramel, Gabi Minchasom, Rexiv Geras Caramel. Shemivik Shilach, you bring it when it's plump, when it's moist. Bocha Zerana Fuach, when the seed is bloated. The Hakar Shilakash Meloi Meni. And the it's filled with it. It's a full head of grain. Literally a full pillow. That's a karmale. The barley should be ground into the flour while moist and fresh, while each pillow like shell is filled with a completely ripened plump kernel. So Tchilas HaSugi is all Sugi v'Amaroyim, Rabbi Yochanan Mishem Yossi ben Zimra, Rabbi Yochanan Didei, Rabbanan Amaroyim in Bavel, and then they bring Drashas of Tanoim, like the Bei Reb Nassan and the Bei Rebbe Yishmael. So, you know, it's interesting that like a Bei Reb Nassan, it says Amri, Kalashan Amaraim, or Rebbe Yishmael, the Gersa is Tana, Kalashan Atanaim. Interesting note. So maybe Dibur Reb Nosson was said by Gadita, and therefore it says Amri. Rabbi Yishmael was said Lehalacha. That's a caramel, that it has to be caramelic. It has to be a full head of grain for your Omer offering. So Memeil it's Lehalacha, so it says Tana. Anyway, Al Kopanim, we have a Teretz of the Kasha. Because why was Rashi told this B'Amaroyim, B'Tanoyim, B'lo B'Amaroyim? So you see, it's really a Medrash Tanoyim that's Miyuchas to the Tanoyim of the base Medrash Reb Nosson. Rabbi Nosson was a Tana Bavli in the fourth generation. When he was young, he went and made Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael about 200 years after Hillel HaZaken. He was in Av Beis Din, in the Sanhedrin in Usha, under the Nasi of the Sanhedrin, Shimon Gamliel. He has Maseches Avos Rabbi Nosson, which is like an expansion of Maseches Avos. And he's a Dainetz Yorod Umka Dedina. He's the famous Minayin Lenoshe B'Chavero Man B'Chavero B'Chavero. Very, very famous Gemara. So that's a little bit about Rabbi Nosson. You can see more about him, Rav Aaron Hyman, in Toldos Tanoim Amoraim in London, that came out in 1910 in the third volume, pages 949 to 953. It's available in Hebrew books. Also in the Encyclopedia of Israel, very famous encyclopedia, Hugo David Eisenstein, lived like till 105 or something, lived in New York. So, in the seventh volume, page 125 to 126. I'll go upon him. What do we see? We see here a Yisod that it was Taka a Maimer of Tanoim. But what we want to understand, and that's our avoda for the next year, is why Rashi emphasized. You're right. It's really coming from Medrash of Tanoim. So Rashi was correct when Rashi says that it was the Chachmei HaMishnah. Rabbeinu Chachmei HaMishnah. Rabbi Nosson was Taka Mi Chachmei HaMishnah. So really the Kasha doesn't start. There are other Amoraim there. But we'd like to understand why Rashi had to emphasize this. And Michlal, we also have to understand why the first we bring Amoraim, and then only then we bring Medrash Tanoim. It's weird to start a sig with all the Amoraim, and only then you get to the Tanoim. So that's what we'd like to understand in the next Shir Mir Tishem. Okay, Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.